I'm glad you're well, Ori Shoth, she said finally. I extended my hand to her, not worrying about the dirt. She was a god. If dirt bothered her, she could will it away. It was good seeing you, Lady Nimer. She laughed, easing the awkwardness. I told you not to call me lady. You mortals all make me feel so old, I swear. But she took my hand and squeezed it before vanishing. I puttered about in the shed a while, then went into the house and upstairs to bathe. After that, I put my hair back in a braid, donned a thick warm robe, and curled up in my favorite chair thinking. Evening fell. I heard Shiny come in downstairs, wipe his feet, and begin putting away the supplies he'd bought. Eventually, he came upstairs and stopped, standing in the doorway, looking at me. Then he came over to the bed and sat down, waiting for me to tell him what was wrong. He talked more these days, but only when the mood took him, and that was rare. For the most part, he was just a very quiet man. I liked that about him, especially now. His silent presence soothed my loneliness in a way that talking would have only irritated. So I got up and went over to the bed. I found his face with my hands, traced its stern lines. He shaved his head bald every morning. That kept people from realizing it was completely white, which was too striking for the low profile we were trying to keep. He was handsome enough without it, but I missed pushing my fingers into his hair. I ran my fingers across his smooth scalp instead, wistful. Shiny regarded me for a moment, thoughtful. Then he reached up and untied the sash of my robe, tugging it open. I froze, startled, as he gazed at me. Nothing more than that. But as he had somehow done long ago, on a rooftop in another life, just that look made me incredibly aware of my body and his nearness and all the potential that lay therein. When he took hold of my hips, there was absolutely no doubt as to what he intended. Then he pulled me closer. I pulled back instead, too stunned to react otherwise. If my skin hadn't still tingled where he touched me, I would have thought I'd imagined the whole thing. But that, and the roaring awake of certain parts of me that had been mostly asleep for a long while, told me it was very real. Shiny lowered his hands when I stepped back. He didn't seem upset or concerned. He just waited. I laughed weakly, suddenly nervous. I thought you weren't interested. He said nothing, of course, because it was obvious that had changed. I fidgeted, pushing up my sleeves. They fell back down immediately, tucking back a stray curl of hair, shifting from foot to foot. I didn't close the open robe, though. I don't know, I began.
I have decided to live, he said quietly.
That, too, was obvious from the way he'd changed in the past year. I felt his gaze as he spoke, heavier than usual along my skin. He had been my friend and now offered more. Was willing to try more. But I knew. He was not the sort of man who loved easily or casually. If I wanted him, I would have all of him, and he wanted all of me. All or nothing. That was as fundamental to his nature as light itself. I tried to joke.
Took you a year to decide that?
10, yes, Shiny replied. This last year was for you to decide.
I blinked in surprise, but then I realized he was right. Such a strange thing, I thought, and smiled. Then I stepped forward again, found his face, and kissed him. It was much better than that long-ago night on Madding's roof, probably because he wasn't trying to hurt me this time. The same incredible gentleness without malice. Nice. He tasted of apples, which he must have eaten on his way back from town, and radishes, which were not so pleasant. I didn't mind. I felt his eyes on me the whole time. He would be the type, I thought. But then I hadn't closed mine either. It did feel strange, though, and until he'd taken hold of my waist again, pulling me where he wanted so he could do all the things his gaze had implied, I didn't realize what it was that had me confused. Then he did something that made me gasp, and I realized Shiny's kiss had been just a kiss. Just one mouth on another, with no impressions of colors or music or soaring on unseen winds. It had been so long since I'd kissed a mortal that I'd forgotten we couldn't do that. That was all right, though. There were other things we could do just fine. I slept well into the small hours until a dream made me start awake. I kicked Shiny in the shin inadvertently, but he did not react. I touched his face and realized he was awake, untroubled by my thrashing.
Did you sleep at all?
I yawned.
No. I couldn't remember the dream, but the feeling of unease it had given me lingered. I pushed myself up from his chest and rubbed my face, bleary and painfully aware of the unlovely taste of my mouth. Outside, I could hear a few determined birds beginning their morning song, though the chill in the air told me it wasn't yet dawn. Otherwise, it was quiet, that eerie, not quite comforting quiet one finds in small towns before dawn. Not even the fishermen were up. In shadow, I thought with fleeting sadness, the birds would not have been so alone. "Everything all right?" I asked. "I can make some tea."
"No."
He reached up then to touch my face, as I so often did with him. Since his eyes worked just fine, I wondered if I dared take it as a gesture of affection. Maybe the room was just dark. He was always a hard man to read, and now I had to learn a whole new set of interpretations for the things he did.
"I want you," he said. Or he could just tell me.
I couldn't help laughing, though I nuzzled his hand to let him know his advance wasn't unwelcome.
"We're going to have to work on your bedroom talk, I think."